KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have just some light fog now. Otherwise, we look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 91, currently 62 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in finding a vehicle that struck a building in Oneida over the weekend. The incident happened sometime between the evening of Saturday, August 4th, and the early morning hours of August 5th on Sunday. An unknown vehicle ran into a building at the intersection of Highway 148 North and Main Street in Oneida, causing some damage to the building. The vehicle would have damage to either the right front side or down the right side. If you have any information pertaining to that incident, give the Sheriff's Office a call at 712-243-2200. A standing-room-only crowd packed the Lewis Fire Station's conference room last night for the Lewis City Council public forum question and answer session pertaining to utility rates. Lewis Mayor John Mosier started the 6:30 p.m. meeting that lasted for about 50 minutes prior to the start of the regular council meeting. Mosier said a group of citizens had approached him last week with regard to a large increase in the city's water billing based on a new rate schedule. He said the number one question dealt with a perceived discrepancy between the information that was sent to the citizens and what was actually billed.
The only thing that we changed when we started this was the access fee. First, we said it was going to be $17.27. That dropped from $35 or $36. We went up to $17.50. So we went at 23 cents on our excess fee. So that's the only thing that we changed on that part.
With regard to how the city arrived at the adjusted rates, Mosier turned that over to Perry Jersevic, professional engineer with Short, Elliott, Hendrickson, Incorporated of Johnston, the firm hired to study the water and sewer system in Lewis. He said the city very early on mentioned to him that the existing sewer and water rates were not generating adequate revenue to cover the expenses, so they asked the firm to do a water and sewer rate study to come up with the rates that would be necessary or needed to generate revenue to meet the expenses for the water and sewer system. Jersevic said they took a look at the past couple of years of expenses and revenue and noted that in the water system in 2016, the water system had been losing about $30,000. In 2017, the loss jumped to $43,000. On the sewer side, Jersevic said the loss was about $10,000 in 2016 and $3,000 in 2017. And he said it was clear there was not enough revenue to meet expenses. He said they crunched the numbers and scenario and projected out to 2018 and based expenses based on fiscal year 2017-18. The deficit in water revenue was projected to be $48,000 and the sewer $6,200 more. The city currently has a debt of more than $1 million as it pertains to the water treatment plant in Lagoons. Jersevic said the new rates were based on an average customer water usage of 3,000 gallons per month.
It's based on all the customers in the community. That's what the resulting rate increase ended up being, about 36% increase in the water and I think about 7% on the sewer.
Some people in attendance questioned why the rates were not prorated, to which Mosier responded,
"We have never prorated anything, even with the 3%. We have never prorated anything since the 3% deal went into effect."
That 3% rate went into effect in 2011, by the way. Mosier said prorating is something the council could explore. When some complained that they were not notified, the 3% increase had gone away in favor of the new rate structure. The mayor said if the people had come to the meetings, they would have known that there is no more 3% increase. Nancy Jerica Jones spoke on behalf of the concerned citizens of Lewis. She said the rate increases, which for some families has jumped to from $136 to as much as $300 per month, will have a ripple effect on the community to where some people will have to choose between paying their water bill, getting it shut off, or buying food. Others said they knew of people who would be moving out if the rates continue because they can no longer afford to live in Lewis. During the council's regular session, it was decided more information was needed on the rate adjustment and other pertinent data. Perry Jersevic will appear before the council during a special session August 21st at 7 p.m., also in the Fire Hall meeting room, and their next regular meeting will then be on September the 15th. A traffic stop in Montgomery County at around 6:45 p.m. Wednesday resulted in the arrest of two men from Nebraska. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 20-year-old Evan Bauer and 18-year-old Ryan McKittrick, both of Omaha, were arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. The men were cited into court and then released at the scene. Red Oak Police report the arrest on Wednesday of 47-year-old Ann Christine Harding of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia. Harding was arrested at around 2:30 p.m. in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. And Red Oak Police report a Red Oak man was cited following a hit-and-run accident that occurred Tuesday afternoon. Officers responded to the scene at around 2:51 p.m. Tuesday at 6th and East Elm Street in Red Oak. An SUV driven by 30-year-old Jessica Renee Dady of Red Oak was westbound on Elm when another vehicle northbound on 6th Street failed to yield the right-of-way and struck the passenger side of the Expedition. The other vehicle fled the scene after the collision. Dady was able to provide a good description of the other vehicle, which officers located a short time later. That other vehicle was a 2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee driven by 53-year-old Scott Randall Johnson of Red Oak. Johnson allegedly lied to officers about how his vehicle was damaged, claiming he had hit his house. Officers then contacted Dady to have her confirm the vehicle identity and match up paint transfer. Before she arrived, Johnson admitted that he was involved in the accident and claimed he didn't know he had to yield. Johnson was then issued a citation for leaving the scene of an accident. There were no injuries reported. Damages amounted to $3,900. In our funeral announcements, Nadine Holloway, age 80, of Linden, died Saturday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Nadine Holloway will be today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Gloria Sutton, age 78, of Audubon, died July 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Gloria Sutton will be today at 2 o'clock at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dale Myers, age 83, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dale Myers will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Louis Scheich, age 81, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Louis Scheich will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Taylor, age 97, of Cumberland, died Friday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Memorial services for Margaret Taylor will be held at noon tomorrow at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Hansen, age 88, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Robert Hansen will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity Church at House Barn Heritage Park in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Sheila Mae Williamson, age 85, of Des Moines, died Tuesday in Altoona. Funeral services for Sheila Mae Williamson will be Saturday at 11:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Des Moines. The Isles Funeral Home's Grandview Park Chapel has the arrangements. Robert Schaefer, age 73, of Rural Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at his home under hospice care. Funeral services for Robert Schaefer will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Mary Mills, age 76, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mary Mills are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.